I told the guy, those aren't my kids. Those are chicken nuggets.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Guys, today we're going to talk about comedy. You've all probably seen a comedian, watched a stand-up special or a comedy film, and for the most part, you know how it goes. The comedian takes the stage, and hopefully they take you on a journey. They share parts of their lives, funny moments,
the highs,
the lows,
even vulnerable moments. And for about an hour or so, you laugh a lot, you maybe cry a little, you ask yourself, is this person embellishing their stories? Is any of this really even true? But what happens when a comedian becomes one of the most famous in the space by telling stories of racial discrimination that he's faced, and it turns out that he's been lying about it all? Today we're going to talk about the recently exposed Hasan Minhaj, the Jussie Smollett hate hoaxer of comedy. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into talking about this recently exposed comedian, I want to let you know that I created a Patreon for this channel. Many of you have been asking how you can support now that we're independent, and if you'd like to do so, you can sign up for the Patreon down below. The link is in the description. Now, you guys might know of Hasan Minhaj. He's done stand-up at that White House Correspondents' Dinner a few times. He's been a regular on The Daily Show, and he also has several very successful stand-up comedy sets on Netflix. And as I said before, much of his work revolves around racism that he has faced throughout his life. It informs his politics, which he also shares throughout his comedy specials. And the stories that Hasan Minhaj shares as he takes you through a journey during his comedy specials are heartbreaking, to say the least. But through a little journalistic sleuthing, it has been found that Hasan Minhaj has been lying about the racism that he has faced throughout his life. What a massive surprise. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Hasan's work, we're going to go through just a couple of the stories that he has lied about during his comedy specials. And trust me, there are many more. Feel free to look it up and read through it, especially if you are a fan of this comedian. In The King's Jester, a comedy special put out in 2022, Hasan tells the story of being sent a white powder in the mail. Now, he and his wife believed this powder to be anthrax, and apparently, in his retelling, he opens an envelope and the white powder spills all over his toddler daughter. Of course, he and his wife freak out. They immediately rush their daughter to the hospital, and she turns out to be okay. Now, he claims that this was targeted harassment based on his political work and some of the views that he espouses on TV and through his comedy sets. But a journalist by the name of Claire Malone decided maybe she should look into this story. She started talking to doormen, security personnel, the guards for Hasan Minhaj, even went as far as to look up hospital records and talk to the New York Police Department team that is responsible for investigating anthrax. And what she found was nothing. There was in fact no evidence found that this incident ever took place. And Malone got the chance to press Hasan on this story, where he admitted that it never actually happened. However, he stands by the story of getting white powder sent in the mail. He simply never alerted anybody, including his security team, to the white powder being received. In his comedy special Homecoming King, Hasan tells a heartbreaking story of asking a white girl to go to prom. The white girl accepts his invitation, but he comes to find when he shows up to her house on the night of prom that she's decided to go with a white boy instead, and that her parents didn't want her to be seen in prom photos with a South Asian boy. Now, surprisingly, the story wasn't true either. The woman in question, who was meant to go to prom with Hasan Minhaj, in fact, rejected him far before the prom ever happened and claimed that they were actually very good friends. And it gets worse, because Hasan Minhaj even pulled a stunt where he invited this woman and her husband to come and see his comedy special off-Broadway and did very little to cover up their identities. He even projected blurry pictures of her and her husband onto a screen so that the audience could see who they were. This led to her being doxxed and harassed for years. She even went and approached Hasan about it to let him know what was happening, and he dismissed it, according to her account. And as I said before, he has many other moments of embellished or completely fabricated moments of racial discrimination within his comedy sets. And you want to hear the kicker? When Hasan Minhaj is confronted with his lies and asked why he does them and how he can defend lying like this on stage, he says that he does it because his lies reflect emotional truths that need to be addressed. He believes that it doesn't matter whether or not the stories that he tells in his comedy special are true, as long as the audience leaves with his political agenda and a feeling that racial discrimination is an emotional truth here in this country. And many have come to his defense, including comedian and now co-host on The View, Whoopi Goldberg.
Having to defend his comedy because a writer from the New Yorker called him out for making up stories That's what we do. That's what we do.
Whoopi states that it's simply what comedians do. Comedians are known for embellishing, and the audience is completely aware that they do exactly that. In fact, when you go to see a comedian, you shouldn't expect very much truth in their story, because the embellishment is what makes it interesting. It's what makes it funny. It's what keeps you hanging on. And you know, in some way, I agree with Whoopi Goldberg, but it is far different when you are using completely embellished and fabricated stories to push forward a political agenda rather than to push forward a joke. And I feel as though nobody says it better than a girl named Kirby, who I found on TikTok talking about Hasan Minhaj and this big story.
There's a very frustrating conversation happening right now about comedians are allowed to lie. Comedians are supposed to lie. You should go to a comedy show expecting them to lie to you and to exaggerate. And to a certain degree, I absolutely agree. When you go to a comedy show, you do enter into a social contract where you know they're going to lie and they're going to exaggerate, and that's fine. When they're doing it for the purposes of a joke, Hasan Minhaj isn't lying to make his jokes land. He's lying to make his political commentary land, because his comedy specials are half comedy and half political commentary, and you're allowed to lie for the joke part. We agree to that. That does not feel deceptive. But when you lie about the political side and you lie about these actual experiences that happen to you, not to make people laugh, but to make them feel sorry for you, that's not the same thing. And it's not unreasonable to feel deceived or to feel tricked that he did this.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It is far different to embellish a story on the basis of comedy than it is to embellish a story on the basis of a political agenda or convincing your audience that this world is far more racist than it actually is. We have enough racial tension in this country without it being fueled by the little comedian boy who cried wolf. And of course, there will be instances of white people being racist towards people of color. It does, in fact, happen on the individual basis. But what I'm more so talking about is this racial tension that is fueled by stories of discrimination like this. The hate crime hoaxers, the people who make up racist white people in their heads, because the demand for racism is far bigger than the supply. And what Hasan Minhaj is doing throughout his comedy specials is refueling a narrative that does not need to be refueled. He is, in fact, injecting racial animosity and tension into the broader culture by lying about instances of racial discrimination. And I don't know if he's come to terms with the fact that what he's doing is actually harming people of color. What happens when people of color actually experience instances of racial discrimination at the hands of another person? What happens when they come forward to share these stories or to get justice based on what they've experienced? If we live in a world full of hate crime hoaxers like Hasan Minhaj and Jussie Smollett and Zaina Bryant, the girl we covered in a video earlier this week, no one is to be believed when they actually face real racism and discrimination. But you all understand that. And I think what's happening here is that people on the left and right are upset at Hasan Minhaj for pushing forward these lies, as they should be, because it hurts us all. It hurts our whole society and our entire culture. But what it's pointed out is something very interesting. It is trendy to be a victim. You get placed in the right rooms when you are a victim. When you claim a marginalized status, you can rise up the hierarchy faster than anybody else. And that's exactly what Hasan Minhaj has done. As I said at the beginning of this video, he's hosted White House Correspondents' Dinner with some of the highest elites in this country. He's been featured on The Daily Show more times than I can count. And he's got several very, very successful Netflix comedy specials. And all on the basis of him being a victim. And as much as he uses his time on stage to cry about the victimization that he's faced through in his life, he sure is getting a lot of money and success based on those fabricated stories. You interpret that as you will. I think we're all coming to terms with the fact that the demand for racism is much larger than the supply. So why not become a supplier, even though your stories are embellished and fabricated? Why not build up a whole hoax that you can sell to people? Because they're all looking for the narrative. They all want to reinforce their beliefs. And Hasan Minhaj may do comedy to push the envelope a little bit and drive home his political agenda. But I think even more so than that, he does it for clapter from an audience who already agrees with everything that he believes. And funny enough, he's a contender to replace Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, which would put him in the same league as the Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallons, Jimmy Kimmels, and Stephen Colbert's, which, you know what? If you ask me, it's exactly where he belongs. Because all the late night hosts do the exact same thing. They play the same fiddle with their same woke leftist agenda to the same audience that agrees with everything they say, and they care not about the polarization that they create within this country. And we'll close out this video with a little message to Hasan Minhaj himself. You have done a great disservice to white people in telling these lies. You have done a great disservice to the art that is is comedy in telling these lies. And you have done a great disservice to society in general by being the boy who cried wolf on this. The truth is that you've experienced so little racism in your time here on this earth that you had to make it up in order to reinforce your own narrative. That might not be an emotional truth, which I believe you're used to, but it is the truth. But guys, let me know how you feel in the comments down below. Is it totally okay for comedians to embellish stories like this? I can understand it in a joke, but when you're trying to push a political agenda, it rubs me the wrong way. Let me know how you feel. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so duke it out in the comments, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, you better.